Session number 12499, Mr. E. Whitney, Reel 4.
Mr. Whitney, Reel 4.
According to all accounts, there were two very VIP prisoners, German prisoners of war there. And the name Latroon, I remember, is because the monks used to make Latroon brandy, and it was sold.
What rank did you have whilst you were at Latroon?
At Latroon? Corporal.
Yes. And you were doing guard duty there?
Yes.
Were there a large number of prisoners there?
Yes.
Hundreds or thousands?
Hundreds.
Italians or Germans?
There was Italian, German, and some can't think of the nationality. They were there for safe custody anyway. Can't think of the nationality of them.
Were they all but soldiers or any civilians?
They were civilians, these in there for their own safety.
Internees?
Yes. They're mostly Italian prisoners of war there. And of course, more arriving each day. There was attempts to escape, but around the perimeter were these high sentry boxes, and patrolled by Palestinians.
How did they try to escape?
Under the wire, if possible.
Did you see any escape attempts?
No, didn't see any escape, but one incident was they were doing odd jobs. They were allowed out the cage and doing odd jobs, and they were allowed to go to the shop. They could shop themselves if they wanted to. And one of them came back with a stack of chocolate. And I said to him, "You got a sweet tooth?" So he said, "Oh yes, that's for the others." So I said, "Who's the others?" He didn't answer. So anyway, we let him in the cage. And when we got back to the order room where we had to report any little incidents, the sergeant major in charge said to me, or said to us, "Eddie, did you notice anything?" And I told him, so he said, "Right." So we waited for him to get settled down, and then we raided the cage he was in, prayed them all outside and searched, and he had a civilian suit already made up. And all the civilian attire under his bed.
Was he an Italian?
Yes.
Any other escape attempts that you remember?
No. As I say, the Palestinians, they were there with, well, their rifles were loaded, but there was no attempt for breakouts or anything, not really.
How were the prisoners being treated?
Very well. They did their own cooking and everything, had their own cookout in the cage.
Did you get complaints from them?
No. We had interpreters, three interpreters, one in our kapa. He could speak seven languages. And he used to accompany them around, and if anyone wanted disciplining, well, they used to have the interpreter there to interpret what he was saying. And everything seemed to run smoothly anyway.
Any incidents that happened whilst you were there?
Nothing outstanding.
Then, how long were you at that camp? A few months?
About a year. And then I got promoted and went to Sarafan.
As a sergeant?
Yes.
What was at Sarafan?
The HQ.
HQ of what?
There was the HQ, some pioneer group. They were responsible for all these prisoner of war camps, etc. And used to go around to all these different prisoner of war camps to see if everything was going all right and check up. And then, of course, in due course, I forget the date, when the Italians packed in.
That was autumn 1943.
Mm-hmm. They the doors were open, and they were sent to places like Nathania and different places, and
they were no longer POWs.
No longer POWs. But that's when at Sarafan, some of the troops who were stationed there thought they could do what they liked with them, knock them around and everything. But that was stopped straight away.
Why did they think that?
Well, the way some of their friends have been treated by them when they were prisoners of war.
Knocking the Italians around, you mean?
No, yes.
Or the Germans?
The Italian.
Did you see that?
No.
What were your duties at Sarafan?
Clerical. Have all the mail coming in and different things, and all these Sarafan was mostly these. Some of them were sent to different places because they were promised to be sent home as soon as they could. These Italians.
And you were in Sarafan for 3 years, from 43 to 46, doing that work?
I got promoted to RQMS and took over the HQ.
In Sarafan?
In Sarafan. This and you were kept quite busy anyway, going to different places. If there were any complaints or anything, and you went from Sarafan up to Nathaniel and different places, because directly near enough given their freedom, everyone wanted Italian prisoner of war to work at their HQs and everything.
And you were arranging it?
Yes, arrange all that. And make sure that they wouldn't give them too much leeway.
How do you mean?
Well, if they thought they could get to these places and be employed there for a while and get in the know that they could get away.
Do the Italians work willingly?
Yeah, well, yes.
What kind of work were they doing?
Waiters in the Sant mess, cooks in the Sant mess, officers mess.
So they were working for the army?
Yes.
Do they work for civilians as well?
Yes. No, not civilians, no.
But at this time they were no longer classified as POWs?
No, no. I forget the name they were given.
What was their work like?
They wanted watching.
Otherwise?
Yes.
Otherwise they'd do what?
Well, if they thought they could get something, they'd give them some money for it, they'd do it. But they were soon bowled out.
Did you like them?
I got on very well with them.
And so they were working for the army all around Palestine, were they?
Yes. The ones we had in the office anyway, some of them were quite good, very good at typing or administration. And they even had officers of different ranks at the HQ. Had one major, two captains and a lieutenant, and their job was to either go with me or someone to round these places and see that everything was under control with these POWs, if there was any complaints or anything.
Whilst you were in Palestine at that time, did you see anything of the troubles with the Zionist gangs?
Yes.
What did you see of that?
When I was there, or just before I came home, as a matter of fact, some of them dressed as paratroops and got into the HQ.
And Sarafan?
Yeah. But they were bowled out and collected up. What happened to them, I don't know.
Did you see them?
No.
How did you know they'd got in?
They had a conference, and we was told about keeping people have still got to keep on their toes for these people.
What was this gang going to do? Blow the place up or what?
It's a job to tell. They had no arms or anything with them, whether they were just reconnoitering or what, for something to come.
How did you feel unsafe in Palestine? Was there much danger to you?
No, it was as long as you kept on your toes and your eyes open.
Were you shot at?
No.
Were you near any explosions?
No.
Did you like being in Palestine at that time?
Not a lot.
What was the problem?
Well, I had done 12 years abroad to start with, and then another 4 on top. And my wife, she was in hospital with eye trouble. I tried to get home, but they wouldn't. I couldn't get home. So I was more interested in getting home than anything else at that time.
So you went home from Sarafand, and on your return back in 1946, what happened to you then? Where were you posted?
To Record Office Ashford. No, Gravesend I was posted to when I landed in And then from there I went on leave, came back to Gravesend and posted to...
This was the Army Record Office, was it? Yeah. Or the Queen's Record Office?
Army.
So I think whilst you were there, you were working on records. Postings.
Yes. Army Records, yeah. And doing the roles of different regiments who'd been killed.
So you were glad to be back home after so many years abroad?
Oh, yes, yes.
How many years had you been abroad?
12 at one stretch, and then 4 at the next one. So really speaking, I'd done 16 and odd years out of 21.
And only 5 years in Britain?
Yeah.
You were telling me that you were nearly sent abroad right at the end of your career.
Yes.
Can you tell me what happened?
Yes, I won't mention the name.
No, there's no need to mention the lady's name.
Yeah. We were doing records of the Queen's Regiment when this lady came up and said that you'll be going abroad. So I just said, when? She said, very soon. And so I just said to her, do I get embarkation leave? She said, you may do, but you're a regular soldier. That's your job. So I said, right, if I get embarkation leave and go out, I should be coming back straight away. She said, you won't. I said, well, my time's up in December, and it's November now, so it'll have to be a quick work. So she just walked away.
What position did she hold in the record office?
I think she was something to do with the union, anyway. She was at least a, well, EO, or more than that.
Executive officer.
Yeah.
So she was a civilian, not army?
Oh, yes, they're all civilians here, yeah.
Were you being picked on?
I don't know. I wouldn't say that. I'd been around long enough, so no one picked on me.
So that was November?
Yeah.
46, when she said that to you?
Yeah.
So you'd only been out a month?
Yeah.
Where had she intended to send you?
She didn't say.
But anyway, you were glad not to go.
I was, yes.